Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show, everyone. I'm Clayton Morris. I'm the founder of Morris Invest, which is a full-service rental real estate company. I've been a real estate investor now for quite a number of years. I've lost count. I've done thousands of real estate deals, every possible deal. I was actually going through some closing documents not too long ago, some old ones. And I would like look at the, you know, I remember house numbers. I look at these house numbers. I'm like, oh my God, I remember that deal. I remember that deal in New Jersey or that deal. And, you know, I remember going in the middle, you know, having to go in the middle of the night to deal with putting up boards on windows and stuff. So it's funny to kind of walk down memory lane on that. So I've seen it all. I've been there. I've done that. And today on the show, I want to talk about using real estate as a method of building generational wealth for you and your family. And I've also been there, and I've heard from so many investors over the years when I would spend time on the phone with investors back in the day. And among the thousands of investors that I would talk to on the phone or meet when I would go give speeches and meet them face to face is that, and I heard this refrain over and over and over and over again, which was, gosh, I just wish my wife was on board with this, or I just wish my husband was on board with this. Over and over, I hear that issue is like, I don't have a partner necessarily that's on board with building wealth through real estate. They're just not convinced of it. I even saw an email yesterday from a potential client who might be working with Morris Invest, who just said, you know, I just don't know. And, you know, it's not for me to convince anybody of investing in real estate, especially, you know, I'm here to tell you that I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. It has been a hedge against inflation for thousands of years, right? It is the, in fact, may be the ultimate hedge against inflation. It's an ultimate tangible asset that will continue to appreciate and produce cash flow. Like if you need me to convince you of that, then maybe you shouldn't be a real estate investor. You should go back to the stock market, you know? I think very often people get in this mind game where they think they need to convince somebody of something. It's not going to happen, you know. What I like to do is put the breadcrumbs in front of those particular people. You know, if your spouse isn't in the head game for it, hey, maybe when you're driving. I've heard this from a few of our clients that have worked with us. They just put on the podcast in the background, you know. They'll just start putting on the Investing in Real Estate podcast while they're driving, and the spouse is just kind of sitting there looking out the window. And that spouse knows what he or she is doing. She'll hit play, and the husband starts paying attention. Really? Really? That's how you can save on taxes? Really? You can actually get monthly cash flow? I don't have to work a 9-to-5 job for the rest of my life? Really? A 401k plan is not the way to build wealth? And you just start dropping the breadcrumbs, putting the little seeds down. That's the way to do it. That's the way to get started. But I want to go through a number of ways today. I thought I'd share a handful of tips that you can use to get on the same page with your partner overall and build generational wealth for not only for you, but for your family and with your family. You cannot do this alone, folks. You can't. I'm telling you, if you've got a spouse or a partner who just is absolutely averse to building generational wealth and you really have seen the light and you understand it, I mean, give that person time to come around. But I could go a little harsher and kind of go the Robert Kiyosaki way, which is like, you know what? It's time to get a new spouse. Okay, be harsh about it. You know, I mean, hey, that person really is like, no, I want to work a 9-to-5 job. I do not want to put money aside and build wealth for my family. This is not how you do it. Okay. Maybe these are conversations you could have had before you, you know, walk down the aisle with the person. But I'm serious. You know, money is, of course, one of the biggest issues that drives a wedge between couples. So try to gently bring this person on board, and we're going to go through some ways that you can do that today. So number one, we need to start with the mindset. I want you to recognize your fears. You know, sit down. If you're the person that's trying to come along to this or change your overall viewpoint on wealth building, you know, or you're just your general limiting beliefs about money, most of us all have these. So I want you to sort of sit down, and overcoming them requires a lot of reflection and reframing of these things. You know, I grew up with a lot of negative associations with money. The idea that money doesn't grow on trees, I'm not worthy of money. I think my biggest struggle was thinking that I wasn't worthy of it. Like that money wouldn't flow to me for some reason because maybe I wasn't a good steward of that money. Whatever these things are, I want you to get serious with it. Open up a journal, sit down with a pen and paper, and write down your fears around money. We have our Financial Freedom Academy, which you can find at financialfreedomacademy.com. And one of the modules is identifying these fears, going through this process, and confronting these limiting beliefs. One of the exercises that we have in the Financial Freedom Academy is incredibly powerful. You know, what is something that you always think you're not worthy of? Maybe it's like, oh, maybe you love Starbucks. Okay, I'm just going to use this as an example. Maybe you love Starbucks, but you just think, I am not worthy of spending $4 for that specialty coffee. Okay, I'm just throwing that out there. I get a black coffee, so I don't buy those fancy caramel macchiato things, but maybe you would like them, right? Maybe like once a year, you're like, I'm going to treat myself to it, and that's your thing. But most of the time, you drive by the Starbucks, and you kind of like, you feel like, oh, I'm just not worthy of spending that $4 every day on my way to work because I just can't afford it. It's just, so one of the things we teach you to do is confront that limiting belief and pull into that Starbucks. And go up to that counter and think about all of the things that you're feeling and going through as you're going to that counter to pull out that credit card or to pull out those $5. And what is going through your mind at that time? Like, oh my gosh, like I cannot possibly afford this. I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh my gosh. What? Think about all of those things that you're feeling and experiencing and write them down. This is a real test of reflection of your person. Like this is a real window into your fears to look at these things, confront these things. And I've discussed before, like that I've been ingrained with these limiting beliefs about money my whole life, you know, and don't think it's rare. I don't want you to think that this is rare. Once you flip that switch though, that's when things switch. You know, I can tell you once I started to believe and sit down and meditate and journal about that money would be able to flow to me, that no, I am worthy of it. I should be allowed to go to that Starbucks and grab that $3 coffee. Damn it. I should be able to do that. And I would journal about it and meditate about it. You can pray about it. You can do whatever you want. You can put up your vision board in your house about it. I don't care what it is. But until you get right with that, money's not going to come to you. It's just not, you know, money is not going to flow to those types of people. If it does, it flows right out. You ever see a lottery winner? You know, somebody gets lucky with that money and they lose it almost immediately. I'm reminded of the guy in West Virginia that won the lottery and he had the money in his car and it was all stolen because he pulled up to a bar and he came out afterwards and all the money was stolen. That happened to him twice. Not at a bar the second time, but two different situations. He won the lottery twice, and twice it got taken from him. Think he's a good steward of money? So I want you to think of that. You know, many of us hold on to some sort of fear, even if these fears aren't rational. Most of the time, they're not rational at all, because money is just a manifestation. It doesn't even exist. The government prints it like crazy. Banks don't even hold money in their banks. It's just a manifestation. Once you understand that money isn't even real, we created it. Human beings created this thing, right? Human beings created this thing. So you as a human being have the power to overcome these fears around this thing that humans created, right? Like I'm looking at this that came with my new Rodecaster today. Like it's a piece of cardboard that goes onto my new sound system that I got. This is not. The equipment itself is really nice, but this is not like expertly thought out. Like humans came up with this and designed this. It's like it sits there to tell you what button is what. Really? Like this is not great. Humans came up with this. Humans are fallible, right? So is money. Money is incredibly fallible. Just think about the US government, $28 trillion in debt and printing more of it. And the Federal Reserve last week admitting that now inflation is not going away. It's going to be here for a number of years. And the cost of groceries and everything is going up and is going to continue to go up throughout the next year. Do you think that's human beings, right? So you can overcome this. If you don't know where to start, again, we have an exercise. We go deeper in the Financial Freedom Academy. One of the exercises is this Starbucks thing, but we have way more. So go to financialfreedomacademy.com and you can dive into that there if you want to become an Academy member. We've got a private Facebook group and a great group of people all working towards building financial freedom in that group. So the second thing I want to talk about is knowing your numbers. I don't know how you can operate and figure it as a family if you don't know your numbers. I hear this all the time, though. I had a friend who was a real estate investor, and he then during the course of me being friends with this individual, he got married, and he knew that Natalie and I, my wife, would spend a lot of time, at least once a month, meet and go over our spreadsheets, go over our numbers. We'd go out to have like a business meeting or lunch, and where we would just bring our iPads and go over the business. We'd go over our rental portfolio, go over the numbers, okay, taxes, all of that stuff. And he said, "Boy, do I wish I had that. Man, you're lucky." And he was getting married to this woman. And he's like, "She is just not interested. She doesn't know anything about money." I'm like, "Okay. How's this going to go?" You know, okay, good for you. You know, you got to understand your freedom number. So you need to understand how much in expenses you have in your family, right? And then you need to understand also how much money is coming in. And we need to figure out how we can overcome all of those expenses with passive income. That's the goal, right? We want to have passive income overcoming the amount of money that we have going out. In expenses, your Netflix subscription, your electricity bill, your gas bill, all of those things. What can we do to make sure that we have cash flow coming in, not necessarily from a W-2 job, but from rental income, passive income, and investments, that you don't have to work another day in your life? Have your money work for you instead of you working for your money. But you need to know your numbers. So your financial freedom cheat sheet, that's the thing, again, that changed my life. We have it available. We'll drop it in the chat below and in the description. It's like 3 pages long. It's totally free, very easy to go through, but it'll be eye-opening for you. So you can go to morrisinvest.com/freedom to download it, or you can grab it in the description below. You need to know your numbers and calculate your net worth. You need to know how much you're worth on paper. That's how rich people live. Rich people want to know their net worth. Okay, that's what they look at. They want to understand if they add this million-dollar hotel chain to their portfolio, multi-million, what is their net worth now? That's how true wealth is measured. Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. That's B-E-A-M. Get ready for the ultimate winter night in, brought to you by Beam. So Beam is a functional wellness brand that makes products for sleep, calm, focus, recovery, and hydration. Now, for a limited time only, Beam's best-selling sleep product, their Dream Powder Hot Cocoa, sounds delicious. It now comes in white chocolate peppermint. Get ready. Swirls of peppermint mixed with creamy white chocolate for guilt-free hot cocoa of your holiday dreams. It's the perfect winter wind down for those cold, snowy nights. It's triple lab tested and contains the ultimate sleep-promoting ingredients. Nano CBD, reishi and magnesium, ithionine and melatonin, and no added sugar or artificial sweeteners. You can curl up with a guilt-free cup of white chocolate peppermint dream right before bedtime. And get your best sleep ever. Oh my gosh, my wife absolutely loves this. She will not stop talking about it because, you know, the reason it's so nice, it's cozy, it's the holidays, you're sitting by the fire, and you have the best night's sleep. I mean, my wife, you know, when the kids wake you up at 5 a.m, our little one comes in, we just do not get a good night's sleep. So if we can just wind down a little bit earlier with a little bit of help, you can fall asleep quickly and sleep deeper and longer. Thanks to Beam. This stuff is legit. And we have, for instance, one person wrote in and said, "This stuff is legit. I'm a gym rat who just turned 50 and has sleep issues. I take this at 10 p.m. and I sleep from 11 to 6 a.m. The best part is that I wake up refreshed and ready to hit the gym." So here you go. White chocolate peppermint dream powder only lasts for a limited time. So get it while it's hot. Great news. For a limited time, if you subscribe to any Beam product, you can also take advantage of their best sale of the year for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. You're going to get an additional 40% off for the first 3 months of any subscription, plus a free mug and frother, or 20% off any one-time purchase. Again, this is Beam's biggest offer of the year, and it won't last long. Head to beamorganics.com/investing. That's B-E-A-M organics.com/investing, I-N-V-E-S-T-I-N-G, for 40% off of the first 3 months of any Beam subscription, plus a free mug and a frother, or 20% off any one-time purchase. Subscriptions are month-to-month and can be paused or canceled at any time. Our thanks to Beam. Check it out. I want you to think about your goals, too, and where you're headed in this process. And you'll be more centered than in reality. If you start from a place of knowing your numbers, first you got to get your mindset right. Step one. Step two, I think, is really understanding your numbers. You need to know a baseline. You know, what are we starting with here? Do we have $70,000 worth of debt? Do I have student loans? Do I have assets? Do I have a 401k, an IRA? What are our assets? What is my net worth? And then we got to build from there. The third thing I want you to think about is having a mission. You know, I talk a lot about having your why in life, and I think that that's equally important for family as well. Coming together as a family, and you could even involve your older children in this process, or younger children. It's never too early to start teaching them about passive income. But asking them, or asking your spouse, asking yourself, why do I want to have freedom? Why do I want to have $4,000 a month in cash flow coming in? Why? So I don't have to drive 2 hours to and from work every day? So that I can spend more time with my children? So that on the weekends, I don't have to worry about getting caught up on work or getting caught up on sleep because I got a good enough sleep all week because I didn't have to drive 2 hours at 5 a.m. to beat the traffic in San Francisco to get somewhere or whatever? What is your why? Identifying that, you know, and then that's going to help you build towards your legacy wealth. You know, your children are never too young to learn this concept. To sit down at the dinner table and say, you know, you could say something like, and I've got one idea here in my notes, like one example is creating accounts for your children and allow them to track their own usage. So we actually did this last week. So our bank allows you to get a children's credit card. And we control it by putting in their allowance. And we don't believe in my family in allowances for doing chores. Chores are part of being the team in the family, right? You need to have the teamwork, right? We all clean up dinner. We all help make dinner. We all put the trash out. We all do that. We all clean the house because we're a part of this team. We want to keep our house running, right? We're not paying you for that. Instead, we use the Ron Lieber model. Ron Lieber wrote a book a number of years ago. I forget the title off the top of my head. It was a New York Times bestseller. It was called something like How to Not to Raise Spoiled Children or something. And he talked about providing them with an allowance. This is their allowance, and they then can manage that per month. So I think it's $25 is what we're doing for an allowance for the children, or 20 or something like that. I don't know, per month. And we had to teach them how to use a spreadsheet. So the two older children, we sat down with a Google spreadsheet and walk them through. This column is the expense. This column is the sum total of what you have in the account. And then this is the total after you've made that expense. What is now, and every month, this needs to be updated with your receipts and any purchases, whether it's $2 at Claire's Boutique in the mall or $5 of Roblox online at the e-store or whatever. It all needs to be updated, and it comes right out of that card. And that needs to be updated at the end of the month so that they understand that this needs to be balanced. You know, we need to have these two columns making sense here, what's coming in and what's going out. And so once we taught this to our kids last week, they were like, whoa, so that's how it works. And because they always would see us pull out our credit card at dinner or other places, and that they just didn't understand that there's actual money tied to this. You know, the opposite of spoiled. Thank you, JR. The opposite of spoiled. Thank you for that in the chat. So this is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool. And so when the kids then went to the mall this weekend, they had their allowance on their card. And my little girl, Ava, went to Claire's because she thought she's like, oh, I'm going to buy this squishy thing. And then she looked, and once she realized that it was her money, and it was going to cost her $2. She's like, and she put it back. And my son, who really wants these new gaming headset so he can play with his friends, PlayStation, you know, play Fortnite and stuff. The ones that he really wants are like $25 more than he had in his account. And he's had this money in there. He hasn't touched it. He's had it from birthdays and some other things, other jobs that he's done, where he's asked to do jobs like washing the car, doing some other things that aren't considered chores. And he's like, oh, I don't have enough, but I could get these cheaper ones. And my wife said, well, or you could wait and save for the ones you really want. $25 more, you know, that's like another month or two and you'd be able to buy them. And he's like, yeah, maybe I will. So he put the cheaper ones back and he said, yeah, I'm going to save. So we were really proud, like this lesson in, I'm not going to waste my money on stupid stuff and I'm going to wait and save for the thing that I really want. Like that delayed gratification, really, really powerful to get the whole team. This is how you start to build generational wealth. You know, we always talk about the, you think about the families like the Rockefellers. You think about these other families. I'm blanking on, is it the Vanderbilts? I think the Vanderbilts, if I'm not mistaken, I always get the rich families confused. But the Vanderbilts, the children, had no concept of money and basically pissed all of the family's fortunes away in like one generation's worth of time because they just weren't taught the value and understanding of how to build wealth properly and how to sustain it. They just pissed it all away. Unbelievable. Parents must be rolling over in their graves. So if you've ever faced with a difficult decision to you lose your direction, you can always turn back to those guiding principles and those shared values. So again, a family mission statement. One of the things that we have on our website, we'll have a link in the description below to our family mission statement. This is not our idea, but it's an exercise from a book that we read. It's a brilliant idea. When you write out a family mission statement on wealth building, then you have principles and values literally written out in black and white. You could even put it up on a whiteboard, like in your kitchen with your family. You know, what is our family's mission? Then you're all on the same table. Do we move towards that mission or are we moving away from it? Very powerful. Another tip I want to talk about, really number four on my list here is, I'm sorry, I already did number four. Looking at my notes here. I mixed up my notes here. So when you talk about our why, I talk about the family mission statement and having a mission, including that family mission statement with your why and having everyone on board and then bringing the family into the process. The last thing I want to say is make and trust your plan. You need to all be on the same page. Okay. You can't have, my wife likes to say, you want to be a forward arrow. Okay. So if we're all trying to leave the house, hey, Saturday morning, we're all going to go as a family. We're all going to go to the beach. Okay. Just an example. Yeah, we're all on board. Great. So Saturday at 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., we're all going to go to the beach, right? Okay, great. So what do we need to do as a family to be a forward arrow, to get out the door, to get the towels and the beach mats and all of that suntan lotion and snacks and cold water, whatever we need, right? If you're the one that's just hanging out in the corner playing around on an iPad or, fooling around with the dog, then you're a backwards arrow. You're going in the opposite direction, buddy, right now. Like, you're going the opposite and we're all moving this direction as a forward arrow. We all need to be forward arrows. Otherwise, it's like tug of war. You're not going to be going in the right direction as a family. You need to have that shared value system in place from a principles perspective, a monetary perspective, and just an overall goals perspective. Where do we want our family to be in 5 years? You know, do we want to be able to travel more, go visit grandma? You know, what sorts of things do we want for ourselves? Do we want to be able to save up and buy that game system that we want? Do we want to save for that new electric car? Whatever it happens to be. Do we want to be able to spend more time together as a family instead of, you know, mommy's always having to work. She's always driving to work. Well, wouldn't it be great if mom got to spend more time at home? Whatever these things are, write them down and have that plan that you all know, like, and trust. So you're all on the same pages with that. And I think these are some of the foundational tips to help you start building generational wealth. Again, let me just recap and kind of go back over my tips here. Starting with your mindset. You can't just focus on the tangible, you know, the tangible items like the money. You know, how much cash flow coming in, buying this property, whatever. I've met investors that have tried to do that, where they just, their mindset is screwed up. Okay, they're scared of money. They're scared of real estate. They're scared of whatever. But they want to just jump right in because, you know, they just want to get the cash flow. Well, the mindset's not fixed. So everything's going to go to pot. They're going to be miserable. Got to get the mindset right first. Then knowing your numbers in your family. Very, very important. Then having a mission as a family. Doing a shared family mission statement. Making sure that everyone is on the same, in the same place as a family as you move forward. Additionally, involving the entire family. Even with kids, getting started young, having an appreciation for money. This can really be a powerful tool to set them on the right path, to not fear money, to not think that they are beneath money or above money, but that they are a part of it and that it can flow to them and they understand the process of making money, using money, and having it work for them. And then also making and trusting your plan, having a bullet plan written up on your whiteboard, on your wall for the family, like where do you want to go in the next few years? And listening and sticking to that plan on a regular basis. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Drop me a comment below and your thoughts on building generational wealth. If any of these things that you've done worked for you, if any of these things maybe were a revelation, I'd love to hear about it from you or any additional tips you'd like to share with the audience. Make sure you drop them in the comments below. We have full videos here on the channel for you to get started with real estate investing. I would encourage you to kind of go towards the beginning, watch our sort of basic mindset videos that we'll have. We'll link up a playlist here in the description for you to take the plunge on that.